hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
I am so freaking excited right now. I finally received, and early, whatever the seller is, I wish I could shout them out right now, from Amazon, but they sent my track saw early. I'm so excited. I finally have a track saw in my tool shop. I've been needing one for 3 months to more than forever, probably, but it's such a vital tool for a tool shop, and I finally have one. I was borrowing my friend Jeremy's. So grateful for him to let me use his for a while and kind of get it down, but borrowing tools is such a great thing to be able to do, and I feel so lucky to be able to borrow tools from someone. But at the same time, not having them quickly accessible and needing to get them back to someone and having like conflicts of schedule is not ideal. And especially when it's a tool like that, that I need to be using all the time to rip down big sheets of 4x8 plywood and things of that nature. It's just better to have it on hand. And that's why I needed to purchase it. And it was a pretty penny, but well worth it. And we'll get tons of use for years to come. And it's really cool to get a tool like that too, because I might have this tool for the next potentially 30 years or more. Like tools are really cool because you can pass them on to the next generation. They last for a long time, and that's a really neat thing. You know, my kids might get to use this track saw. It could really last that long. These businesses build these tools really well, and I'm excited to get to use it though. And so far I love it. I've only used it once to rip down some cardboard to make some cardboard, the prototypes for the cardboard drawer organizers, the custom ones. I like to make it out of cardboard first, let them live with it for a little bit, and then make the more expensive one out of acrylic or maple or some other type of material that's a little more expensive. And then we know it's right before we go in and use that expensive material, except especially if we're going to do out of acrylic or polystyrene, because that stuff's $100 a sheet, and I don't want to waste that material, and I want it to be right when we install it. And that's the important part of user experience design, and designing something properly is iterating and prototyping first, and this is prototyping. So I ripped those down and it worked phenomenally. I had no issues. It's super smooth. Like the track, I got a PowerTech track, so it's not the Makita track. I got the little bit less expensive one, and it runs really smooth. It operates super well. The track is heavy and nice, and it's great. And the thing I really like about this Makita saw too is it's very adjustable. Like it has these knobs on it that you can adjust perfectly to this track, and it makes it really snug and run perfectly square to the edge. I also love that the reason I got this track saw instead of like a DeWalt or one of the other ones is because I was kind of considering between this and the Craig, though. Those were the two I was really deciding against, because the Craig was a lot less expensive, and it had the same feature, but I kind of just wanted the nicer one, the really high production one, because I'm going to really be using this thing. So I got the nicer one just for longevity, and I got it with the cord instead of the Makita with the batteries, because I'm not sure I want to switch to their system yet. I'm not sure I want the Makita set, so this allows me to just run wire and I can just rip it down. And it's kind of nice too to not have to worry about switching batteries or having them run out and having to recharge, and I can just go forever. And I thought the cord was going to be a problem, and I was really worried about it when I purchased it, but it's really not. Like the way I'm using it too, with the I put some foam underneath whatever I'm cutting, and it runs along fine. There's no issues with it catching. I mean, there was a little bit, but as long as everything's clear of the wire, like the wire trails behind it just fine. And I'll probably come up with a little bit of an extra system, maybe like a cap at the end or something to make it easier for that wire to glide. I know Craig, that's the other thing I liked about Craig, is they have a guide for the wire and hose on their system, but that's another thing I need to get, is another vacuum, or the vacuum fixture for the dust, so it gets vacuumed away. So I gotta purchase that, which is another thing to buy that I will get. But I got so sidetracked, I apologize. But the feature that I really wanted on this one was the ability to score your cut before you cut it. And that's really nice on plywoods and things, so that you don't get tear out. So you can score it first, really, I was going to say shyly, that's not the right word. Really not very deep is the word I'm looking for, but I can't remember the term. So I'm looking to, you can score it like that and then run it and then do the rest of the cut and then get these nice crisp cuts. And that's a feature I really wanted, where it's just a button that you switch in and switch out and then you can do your full cut. So I got that. I'm excited about that. I'll need to get some clamps. I don't have any clamps, but using it yesterday, even on just on cardboard, I mean, it didn't slip at all. It cut square perfectly and didn't slide. It worked really well. I mean, the saw ran on the track very smoothly, which was really great for both the PowerTech and theirs. Like, very smooth sliding on this on the track, but the track underneath on the material didn't slip at all. So I'm pretty excited about that I didn't have to get the clamps, which I will at some point, but just not right now. Probably next month. Aside from that, yeah, the reason you get a track saw is really to get square cuts, especially on big sheets of material, is you can just run it down and you know you're going to get a square cut and you just put it right on your line and it rips straight and you know you're going to get a straight cut and it's not going to wobble. And that's the hard thing about on table saws. You can get it, but for big sheets, putting them up there and like guiding it and keeping it close to the fence for a long cut, something always happens where something gets moved. There's just so much human error that can happen. And with this, it's perfect. And every cut is right. And you always make your first rip cut to get your perfect square edge, because you shouldn't trust the factory cut. And then you go based off of that and you'll get nice square cuts. The next thing I need to build, I'm going to probably build first some parallel guides to allow for multiple rips of the same size, but also just to make sure they're parallel to one another every time at both ends of the track. But super happy with this Makita saw right now. I've only used it once though, but it came in a really nice case. That's the only thing probably I don't like about it, is not the case itself. The case itself is fine, but the latches on the case are really weird. They have like two locking positions, which is odd, and they don't unclip like super easily. It's not really hard to unclip them either, but it's not fluid and easy. Like, you know, I prefer as a anal experienced designer. But other than that, it's just nice to have it a container for the specific thing, and makes me want to build containers for all my individual tools or kind of paired tools. And I think I just need to build a full special container for all my tools, because I've been using a suitcase for a while because I like to be able to roll it, and there's not many out there that you can just roll and then open and kind of have access to everything. And the pack out stuff, like the best one is Milwaukee's, because they have the drawer ones, you know, because if you stack the boxes on top of each other, you can't get inside the bottom ones. So the drawer ones are the best, but each one is like $200. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not feeling that. And to get them in and out of my car isn't ideal right now. So the suitcase works pretty well. I built an organizer in there that just sections off every tool in its own little space. But that system's probably needing to be upgraded already. And it's pretty heavy to throw up and take out of the car. And it doesn't stand upright when it's just hanging out. So that's another thing to fix. But each thing in due time. Next thing I'm going to make, and we'll talk about soon, is an organizer for my card and all the cardboard and the table that I keep in there. I'm going to build kind of sections in the back of my car for that, because I keep that in there all the time, because I'm either having boxes for clients to use and throw things into, or keeping my table in there so I can either build on it or use it for when clients need it to spread things out on. So, but having the table on top, it like falls out, the cardboard falls out. I want it to just be able to have its own sections in there, and then also to have that top area clear. So A, it looks better because it looks like shit in my car right now, and that drives me crazy. And B, it'll just keep it all nicely contained and sorted. And so figuring out exactly how I'm going to do this, I might do actually three levels as I'm thinking through it right now. One for like the kind of smaller pieces, a middle for the bigger pieces, and then the bottom for the tables, and probably the track saw tracks for when I need to transport those, and the ruler that I keep in there. So that's probably what I'll do. That's phase one of the project for the car. Phase two is going to get a little different, but I got to think about that while I'm building it. Anyhow, I'll be talking about this in another podcast, but highly recommend getting the Makita track saw if you're in the market for a track saw. If you're not, which I'm sure a lot of you aren't, you just learned something new about a tool. And I love tools. I'm obsessed with tools. I love talking about tools, whether it be a pen or a pencil that you use, your phone, computer, podcast equipment, or actual tools that you make stuff with. I love all of them. So go check that out. Other than that, check out my website, www.reliefkey.co. Check out the other podcast about the origami organizers. I have those as a free download on my website. You just got to share your email and you can get a way to make your own origami organizers out of paper. So give that a check. Other than that, don't forget that life's an experiment. Test and iterate to find relief.